align with the Leo season, because as you know, from July 23rd through August 22nd, there's a particular energy that's being released. And we want to make sure that we are aligning with that particular energy. And we want to make sure that that we're being balanced. Okay. I want to make sure that you ladies can get in on this. So I kind of added you guys to the stream so that I can be able to hear you guys when need be. But nevertheless, here I have a picture of the first slide. Now we're getting ready to go into the second slide. It talks about what is the mantra for this season, or the mantra. The mantra for this season is, it's okay to just be. You don't have to do a lot of stuff, just be. Oftentimes we get so busy until we just don't know how to be. You know, and I think all of that comes from religion. You know, we were in religion. We were always a busybody. But in this season, during Leo season, all the attention need to be on you being and becoming, okay? Making sure that you put yourself into the forefront so that you can do what you need to do so that you can ascend, because that's what all of this is about. Nicole, I see you. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. Okay. The words of power for this particular session is Maseroth. You find Maseroth over in Job 38:32. Maseroth. Canst thou bring forth Maseroth in this season? That's a Hebrew word, which means constellation, also known as zodiac. I wanted to do that because I know that once I allow this to move forward and play it back during the podcast, I want to make sure that newbies who are listening to the podcast will understand that a lot of the stuff that I'm saying, they can find it right in the pages of their Bibles. So that's the reason why I'm kind of showing and sharing from the Bible, because I want you to see it. I want those who are listening under my voice during the replay, I want you to be able to go find it for yourself. That's Job 38:32. That's one of the words of power for today. Okay. Now, to everything, there is a season. And as I mentioned, we're in the season of Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. I don't know about you, but I want to harness all of this good old Leo energy. This energy is a great, great energy. It's going to assist us with what we need to do for ourselves and getting ourselves in proper alignment with the universe, with nature. Okay, when I say universe, those of you, as I mentioned in newbies, we're talking about God. Okay, universe, nature, whatever the case may be. Leo is ruled by the sun. Leo is ruled by the sun, which means we are getting a lot of the sun energy. A lot of the sun energy. Leo is a fire sign. So during this season, you may find yourself being a little fiery. You may find your communications being a little fiery. You may find your tongue being a little slick. It's okay. Mean what you say and say what you mean during this season. It's okay to be fiery because you're aligning. This is going to let you see that you are aligning with the Leo energy. So it's okay. You just said, man, hey, I'm not doing anything. I'm aligning with, just showing me that I'm aligning with the season in which we are in. So it's okay. Be mindful, as I just mentioned, to say what you mean and mean what you say. This energy is going to assist you with being confident. So if you got some ideas you want to manifest, go ahead and manifest, because this energy is going to assist you with your confidence. It's going to assist you with being courageous. I don't know if you're around a lot of Leo people, but a lot of Leo people, they're beautiful people, meaning they love to look good. They love to dress themselves up. They love fashion. They love hair. The men love for themselves to be dressed nice and smelling nice. So you may find yourself stepping outside of the box and want to kind of play with a little fashion. You may want to start doing certain things, but know that it's okay to do that. You're aligning with the season of Leo. Okay. Also, be loyal to yourself first. Leos somewhat tend to be Leo. Now, if you find a Leo that's opposite of what I'm saying, this means that they're on the opposite end of the spectrum. They haven't balanced themselves out so that they can be that confident and courageous, or that person that kind of dabble in fashion and all that other stuff. Because this is with every sign. Every sign, either you're going to be at the top of the spectrum or in the middle of the spectrum of your sign, or at the end of the spectrum. Okay, because we have a lot of cons and we have a lot of pros. So you kind of have to balance that thing so that you will be able to manifest the energy of your particular sign. You know, when your sign comes around, but you still want to embody your sign. But as these other signs like Leo and Aries, when those seasons come along, you want to embody those, that energy as well, because the energy is going to assist you as a Capricorn, or assist you as an Aries to be that best Aries, to be that best Capricorn. Okay. So also be mindful on working on the thorns in our flesh. I just started advising a women's movement called Dealing with the Little Girl in Me. And I'm on their advisory board and with their movement, and they've already kind of moved into several states. And of course, when I kind of broke it down to them and told them they weren't doing anything but shadow work, because when you deal with the little girl in you, you're dealing with your shadows. You're dealing with the thorns that are in your flesh. So when you work on pulling these thorns out of your flesh, what you're basically doing is shadow work. You're dealing with your fears. You're dealing with your insecurities. You're dealing with those different things that are embedded in the soulless realm of you, not the spirit realm. Because remember, the spirit is perfect. It's the soul that we need to work on. And in our soul is where the emotions dwell. And in some of the emotions, such as feel, taste, smell, these can somewhat take us back to those events that took place way back when we were a little kid. Or it may not be a little kid, it could be a prior relationship. So you can be listening to a song while driving in your car, and that song could take you right back to what somebody said that was very, very ugly. And next thing you know, you'll start feeling all the different things you felt during that particular act. Now you got to deal with that shadow. That's a shadow, because at that particular moment, you're not going through that act. You're not going through that act. You just feel what you felt 10, 15 years ago. That's a shadow. So we need to deal with our emotions, because it's the emotions that causes us to be all over the place. It's the emotions that causes us not to be balanced, because it's the soul that's trying to, you know, the church said get saved, but it's the soul that's trying to come in alignment so that we can ascend. And it's the soul that keeps us from ascending. If you guys have any questions, write them down, because I want to hear your questions, any comments. Okay. Let's see. Love it. Let's see if I can see some of your chats here. Okay, you are, okay, got it. I see in and out. Okay. I'm just looking at some of your chat, your things that you put in the chat or comment section to make sure that I'm not overlooking your comments. Okay. So in this season, I love this. You know, Nicole and Julie Esther, when I was studying this and writing all of this out, this blew my mind. This really blew my mind in this season. Listen to this. Listen to this. In this season, know what church is entertaining you. I'm not talking about the building. Know what church is standing in front of you. You're going to have a spirit of discernment to know what church is in operation. I'm talking about people. Know what church is in operation. How are you going to do this? When you look at a person's nose, look right at the center of their nose, because what you're doing is trying to see their aura. You're trying to see the aura of a person so that you will be able to discern, not judge, but discern what church is entertaining you or in operative or in operation in front of you as they're talking and as you're meeting people. Know what church you're meeting. Know what church you're coming in contact with. Okay, Revelation 1 and 11. There are seven types of churches. Who are these churches? Revelation 1:11 says, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia. Last one, Church of Laodicea. Seven churches. Okay, out of those seven churches during this Leo season, we want to make sure that we don't become one of those churches. During this season, we are going to be dealing with the Church of Ephesus. So now you'll be able to see when Ephesus come in your face or you come in contact with Ephesus, that church, that particular attribute, that particular characteristic. This type of church has animalistic ways. It has hellish ways. It lacks self-discipline. It also lacks sexual discipline, this type of church. This type of church don't mind spilling its seed. It doesn't really take... where it talks about the universal laws, like the law of rhythm and the law of vibration. Those are the two different universal laws that come into play when you're dealing with the sexual act, the law of rhythm and the law of vibration. Sex has a pendulum effect, goes back and forth in order for you to manifest the thing, in order for us to make man in the image and the likeness of the creator. We have to go through this of the universal law of rhythm. And then in order for us or you and your partner to manifest that image in God's likeness, in order to do that, you have to bring forth the vibration. Okay? So you have two universal laws, the law of rhythm and the law of vibration during this particular act. So when you lack discipline in this area, like Ephesus, when you lack discipline, you do not care how you spill your seed. You do not care how you allow your stargate to be tampered with, okay, as a woman. You lack discipline because now you, like I mentioned, you have a animalistic way. You're dealing with your lower self. You're coming out of your lower self. So now you have become the Church of Ephesus. And what does the Bible says concerning Ephesus? Here on this slide, you see a picture. And down here, I'm see if I can blow it up a little bit. You guys see that? Is that better? Okay. Here you can see right here where the root chakra is. You got the root chakra. Church of Ephesus. The first church. So during Leo season, you want to make sure you understand that you're not becoming the Church of Ephesus, but you also want to be able to discern when the Church of Ephesus is entertaining you or in your atmosphere. Not for judgment, because it may be something that you can do to assist if you've been unctioned to assist that particular church in Ephesus. Because some people, some churches, we're not supposed to assist. We're supposed to be, that may not be your ministry to assist the church of Ephesus during this season. Okay. Revelation 2, 1 and 4. Let's see what the book of Revelation or the book of the apocalyptic book. I call it the book of revealing. Nothing hidden. Everything's revealing. Everything is going through a revealing stage in this season during the age of Aquarius. It said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write this. These things, saith he, that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Verse 2, I know thy works. Listen to this about Ephesus. And thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. Okay, a lot of them in the church, a lot of the pastors, leaders, not only in church, but everywhere, as I mentioned, lack sexual discipline. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, listen to this. I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. So many words, you're so busy chasing. When I say you, I'm talking in general. But where? Let me put myself in that. We're so busy chasing for love and looking for love when we have left ourselves out of the picture. We no longer love ourselves the way that we need to love ourselves. So guess what? We begin to be a church of Ephesus. Because now we're looking outside of ourselves for love, which is the greatest love is within us. Now we begin to do things like fornicate or commit adultery because we don't have self-discipline in this area of our root chakra. So now we're looking for love because guess what? If you're married, my husband ain't doing that right, or he's not giving me attention, or he's not romantic. So now, as I mentioned before, we're dealing with our emotions, that the same thing that is embedded in our soulless realm, feel, touch, smell, all those different things. So now, because we're going off of a feeling of what we feel like love's supposed to feel like, so now we're looking for that particular feeling that we acquire when we're in the bed with someone. And that's not love. So now we're on the journey of becoming Church of Ephesus. Church of Ephesus got their wheels turning all over the place. And what do I mean by wheels? It's the root chakra. Wheel just turning and turning, not drawing in any positive energy. So what's happening is, it's like, I want you to look at it. The Bible talks about seven trumpets. So one of those trumpets is also coincide with the Church of Ephesus. It also coincides with the chakra. Because if you look at the end of the trumpet, it opens up. Okay, it's like a hole there. So I want you to visualize that hole being in the front of you. Then you have a hole in the back where you blow in the trumpet is in the back, and then where the sound or the of the trumpet comes out in the front. So now we're taking in a lot of the negative in the back area. Okay, we're taking in a lot of it. And guess what? It's not being released through the front. It's just being embedded within us. And there's no release there. There's no release through the front. So in order for it to be released, what needs to be released, it has to continue to turn and turn and turn. As it's turning, guess what? The front and the back, you got the back like a vacuum, bringing in positive energy and then also releasing negative energy out the front. You got a two-edged sword going on. It's just not a one-way thing that's happening. You're so welcome, Julie Esther. So now we are the first trumpet. We're like the first trumpet we're in the book of Revelation. Okay, we're sounding the first trumpet, book of Revelation. Now we have become the first church, Church of Ephesus, all over the place. Okay, so now God said, I got the first trump, first trump, first trumpet sound. I got to deal with the Church of Ephesus. Okay, Ezekiel. Man by the name of Ezekiel. These are allegorical now. These are stories that we're talking about here. In the book of Ezekiel, there was a man by the name of Ezekiel that talked about a vision that he saw. Ezekiel 1:16-21. He said, the appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl. Now, I want you ladies, while I'm reading this, go Google Google the color of a beryl, B-E-R-Y-L. Google that. Hold on to that. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl, and they forehead one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Chakra. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. And now when they say it went upon their four sides, I look at that as the directions, northwest, south, and east. Because the Bible says everywhere I turn, evil is always lurking. On every side. Evil is always lurking. So you got these wheels turning all around you on every side, pushing out, supposed to push out negative energy, but also bring in the positive energy so that your Merkabah, write that word down, ladies, M-E-R-K-A-B-A, that's your soul, your spirit vehicle. Forgive me, it's your spirit vehicle. Merkabah. M-E-R-K-A-B-A. In order for us to crank up that Merkabah, the wheels in the middle of the wheels have to be balanced. We cannot be the Church of Ephesus. That's the reason why in Leo season, we're going to deal with not becoming the Church of Ephesus. Okay, let me continue to read. Verse 18. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. Look, everywhere you went, the wheels are still turning. You can't get away. Those chakras are still turning, bringing in. It depends on where you are. If you're a negative entity, then you're not doing them, but bringing in negative energy. You're just a negative trumpet being sounded or sounding out as the Church of Ephesus. Now, some of us may be all seven. We may have the attributes of all seven churches. So trust me when I say, don't think we have to just, okay, I'm picking and choosing. I think I'm that one. I'm that. No. Do yourself due diligence and look over, do self-inventory. That's all, that's up to you to be the judge of you, so you can be real with yourself and deal with your thorns. Okay. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the whales went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, guess what? The whales were lifted up with them. If they went down, the whales went down with them. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, meaning you, that the God power in you, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels, your chakras, were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheel. There's a scripture said, I abide in you and you abide in me. Okay, now I'm going to unmute. I want you ladies to, if you have the color, who has the color of the beryl stones? What colors does these stones produce? You can unmute yourself, Julie Esther. Let's see if I can unmute you so you can say what, here you go. There you go. You can, okay, I need for you to unmute yourself. You don't know how. Oh. There should be, let's see. It's that unmute. It won't allow me to unmute you guys. So, but I tell you what, just type it in the comment section. Okay. You can type it in the comment section. How about that? Okay. She went out. She probably went out to see if she can come back in to see if that's the problem, why she can't unmute herself. So, Nicole, if you know it, you can type it in the comment section. Okay. So we'll go over that a little later. Okay. So now how do we make sure that we are not the Church of Ephesus during this Leo season? That's the key thing. We want to make sure that we are not the Church of Ephesus during this season. Okay, let me see. We want to make sure that we are not the Church of Ephesus. We want to make sure that we're balanced. We want to make sure that we're in good standing when it comes to Leo season. As I mentioned, to everything, there's a season and there's a time, okay? So how do we make sure that we are not Church of Ephesus during this season? We want to make sure that we are doing these things that I'm getting ready to share with you. Okay, I'm going to type it in the chat as I mention it. You want to make sure during this season. We want to make sure. Okay. So you figured it out. Awesome. Let's go back. So what are the color of beryl stone? What colors does this stone produce?
It says green emerald.
Uh-huh.
Like an aquamarine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So but that green emerald. Uh-huh.
I thought beryl was red, but until I Googled it, and it says emerald and aquamarine.
Okay, but it also produces... Beryl also produces other colors as well. If you continue to look, it said it produced yellow, it produced purple, it produced green. Matter of fact, it produces all seven colors of the chakra.
Oh.
So I'm like, man, this is powerful. Y'all, this is how I study. I